At the risk of sounding suspiciously like the start of a sermon, I have to say I think life can be a bit like driving a motor vehicle. More valuable experience is gathered as the years go by, and hopefully you get better. But it's so easy to think you know it all, when in reality we never stop learning. The first time I ventured on the public highway in charge of a motorised vehicle, I was driving a Messerschmitt three-wheeler. If you've ever seen one, you'll know the cockpit is narrow, and the driver and single passenger have to sit one behind the other, just like the aircraft. However, the road vehicle version has two wheels at the front and one, the drive wheel, at the rear. I bought the thing for £7.10 from a farmer who had stored it in a barn for many years. After sprucing it up and doing a few repairs, its lawnmower-sounding two-stroke engine transported me as a learner driver along some local and familiar routes. Then after only a week, full of teenage arrogance, I ticked the little box on the driving test form, confirming that, should another candidate postpone or cancel, I would be available and ready at short notice. 3 days later, the letter arrived. I was to attend at the local test centre with my Messerschmitt the next day. The examiner looked dismayed at having to climb in behind me and close the roof. He struggled to fit in properly. In retrospect, it was a bit like a fairground ride. Not only the peculiar cramped vehicle itself, but my driving too. He directed me around busy streets I'd never been before. I mistook a halt sign for a give-way and ambled straight across the junction with just a cursory glance, and the hill start was a disaster. Even worse, whilst anticipating a knock across the back of my head, which would indicate the examiner's wish for an emergency stop to be carried out, I lost concentration and turned into a no-entry street. The emergency stop was aborted. Indeed, the whole test was aborted, and the examiner insisted on walking back to the test centre. The man's remark, as he flung the roof open to escape, made me realise just how ill-prepared and inexperienced I was that day. But I've passed a few tests since then.